Joshua chapter 14. And our text for this evening is the verse 9. Verse 9. And Moses sware on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. Following the Lord fully, or following the Lord wholly, is our subject for tonight. Over the course of a life, there are certain days which will stand out above all others. It may be the day when we came to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We remember that day when we were brought out of nature's darkness, brought into the light of Christ. It may be a day of our wedding. It may be a birthday. It may even be the death day of some individual that was near to us. We'll never forget those days. They're etched upon our minds and upon our hearts. And whether the event, such days are remembered by us. Caleb was a man who had a day in his life that he remembered for over 45 years. For here in the passage of Scripture we've read tonight, Caleb in our text speaks about such a day, the memory of which could not be erased from his mind. It had come to the time when the children of Israel were given their inheritance in the land of promise. And we read in verse 6, and the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal. It was then that Caleb spoke to Joshua and reminded him of a promise that was made to him on a certain day. We have just read it there in our text. Caleb is speaking, and Caleb says, and Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. Caleb did not forget the day of that promise. So what was particular about that day that caused Caleb to remember it for 45 years? For the answer, we must go back to Numbers, to the book of Numbers. Would you turn back, please, to Numbers chapter 13. And we find in Numbers 13, in the opening two verses, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, send thy men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. And you will see that in the verse 6 of the same chapter, that in the tribe of Judah, Caleb was the ruler of that tribe. And so he was one of the men chosen, one of the 12, to go and spy out the land of Canaan. All the spies returned, but only Joshua and Caleb brought to Moses a true and an honest report, a report of what they saw. The Lord commended the two men, especially Caleb, as we read in Numbers 14 and verse 24. For there in the verse 24 of Numbers 14, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and had followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess him. The Lord promised that he would reward Caleb and Joshua, of course. He would reward them because they had gone to the land of Canaan. They had spied it out for 40 days. They had returned and they had brought a true, honest, God-honoring report. And the Lord says specifically of Caleb, he's a man who followed me fully. That's what we want to consider tonight. Caleb, the man who followed the Lord fully. In preparing this message, as I did so over my holidays, it was a matter and a subject that really challenged my own heart about following the Lord fully. As we sung there tonight, with nothing between my soul and the Savior. Following the Lord fully, following the Lord wholly, following the Lord with all of our heart. We can ask ourselves at the beginning of the service tonight, can I honestly, with hand on heart, say, as a Christian, I'm following the Lord fully? We can challenge ourselves on that question. Maybe as we look at Caleb, we'll find the answer to whether or not, as God's people, following the Lord fully. I want to consider first of all regarding Caleb, one of the spies that went to Canaan. I want to look at Caleb and his readiness. Being the head of the tribe of Judah, Caleb was chosen to go and spy out the land of Canaan. Here was, first of all, Caleb's mission for the Lord. It was the Lord who sent him. The Lord spoke to Caleb through Moses. He was one of the 12 who were sent to spy out the land. So Caleb went on a mission for the Lord. And on this mission for the Lord, we see that it began, first of all, with the Word. Caleb, along with the other spies, went forth according to the word of the Lord. Numbers 13, verses 1, 2, and 17. Caleb went forth, knowing he had received a word from God. Caleb was chosen and called and commanded by the Lord to do a work for him, namely to spy the land. And from that time, when the word came to him, he followed the Lord fully. The Lord gave Caleb a word. And Caleb seized that word. And upon receiving the word, he followed the Lord who gave him that word, and he followed the Lord fully. This teaches us something about how enthusiastic Caleb was about obeying the word of the Lord. Not all are ready or prepared to follow the Lord fully. Not all are prepared to take the Lord's word to heart and to live it out in their lives. Caleb was. That's why the Lord said, But my servant Caleb has followed me fully. Not everyone will be so enthusiastic about following the Lord or obeying the Lord's word. You know how it is, you sat down at lunchtime, a plate on the table in front of a child, and they pick through it and they say, I don't like that, and I don't like that, and I don't like this. Sometimes Christians do the same thing with God's word. Pick through it. And what they don't like, even though it's God's word, set it to one side. Put it to the edge of the plate. Caleb was not a man like that. Jonah was. Jonah was not so ready to follow the Lord fully. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah. Same way. The word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, go to Nineveh. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish. He did not follow the Lord. He did not take the Lord's word to heart. He set it to one side. Put it on the edge of his plate. I don't like that word. The word of the Lord came to Caleb. And upon receiving the word, he followed the Lord with all of his heart. Regarding this mission, as well as the word, there was also the way. The Lord was very specific about the way that Caleb and the others should go up. We're told there in the verse 17, Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, Numbers 13, verse 17, and said unto them, get you up this way. So they couldn't just go anyway, they were to go up this way. Go up this way southward and go up into the mountain. So they had a way to go. You will notice that it would not have been easy for Caleb. I know the others were there, but we're dealing with Caleb tonight. It would not have been easy for Caleb. The Lord told him to go up into a mountain. This was the mountain in Canaan. And so for Caleb, he would be venturing into enemy territory. Well, the men there were men of great stature. Verse 32. But for Caleb, it didn't matter how difficult or how dangerous the way, the Lord had told him to go. And so he went following the Lord fully. Why don't you like a man like that? Doesn't it do you good to meet somebody like that? Who's out and out for the Lord. With nothing between them and the Savior. You see, the way of service, the way of service will not always be easy. The Lord may send us away, and there'll be mountains to climb, and there'll be giants to face. And we will encounter the enemy. But then the Lord hasn't promised that he would send us forth, and that it would be easy. I think again of the Strip family we mentioned today. Going to India with their six young children, that's not going to be easy. There's going to be a few mountains to climb there, and there's going to be a few giants to face there. But they're going in obedience to the word and the way of the Lord. For you see, God has not promised skies always blue. Flower-strewn pathway all our lives through. God has not promised sun without rain, joy without sorrow, peace without pain. But God has promised strength for the day, rest for the labor, light for the way, grace for the trials, help from above, unfailing sympathy, undying love. My, whenever you serve a God like that, why would we hold back and not follow the Lord fully? Psalmist has said, the ways of a good man, steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. He delighteth in his way. Caleb delighted in the way of the Lord, and the Lord delighted in Caleb. Because the Lord said, he followed the Lord fully. We've noticed the word and the way. We cannot help but notice the willingness. It is one thing being given a word from the Lord, it's quite another obeying that word. But Caleb was one of those who willingly obeyed the Lord's command and went where he was sent. Verse 17 again, Numbers 13. Get you up this way southward and go into up into the mountain. Verse 21, so they went up. Notice the wording. Get you up. So they went up. There's the willingness. There's the sign of a man, an indication of a man who followed the Lord fully. Now you may look at that and see that it says, they went up. Ah, yes. They didn't go all the way. They, 10 of them, returned and were afraid to go any further. In fact, they wanted to go back. They weren't interested in going on. They wanted to go back. Would God, chapter 14, that we had died in the land of Egypt. You know, you need to be careful what you wish for. Because the people who listened to the evil report of the 10 spies, they said, would God we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness. Well, every Israelite above the age of 20 did die in the wilderness. They got what they wanted. But the Lord said, but my servant Caleb, Joshua of course. Why? Because they followed the Lord fully. Need to be careful what you wish for. Yes, they went up, but they wanted to go back. Caleb wanted to go on. Only Caleb and Joshua were willing to go through with God as we sang tonight. Go through with God. Go through with God, thy vows to pay. Thine all upon the altar lay. Have you ever done that? Have you ever come before God and laid your all upon the altar of service for God? I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I beseech you therefore, brethren. Paul's talking to believers, Christians. Have we ever been to that place in our lives where we've been prepared to go through with God our vows to pay are all upon the altar lay, knowing the Holy Ghost will do the rest and give to us God's very best? That's what it is. That's what it is to follow the Lord fully. You could say the same about Abraham. Abraham received a word from the Lord. Abraham was told what way to go out of Ur of the Chaldeans. And we're told in Hebrews 11, verse 8, that he went out not knowing whither he went. He didn't know. But he received a word from the Lord. That's all he needed. He went out by faith. Oh, for such willingness to obey the word of God. Oh, for the desire as Christians to go through with God. Oh, for the desire to lay it all upon the altar for God. Why? Listen, we've only one life. Only one life. Soon be passed. Only what's done for Jesus. Alas. We were on the plane there going for holidays. I brought a little book with me. It's called From the Church Pew. It's the diary of a man called Mr. Lamb, who was an elder in Robert Murray McShane's church in Dundee in Scotland. St. Peter's Church, Dundee, Scotland. Talk about a soul-stirring book. As he recorded about what he saw from the church pew, the life of Robert Murray McShane. And it makes sad reading when you come to the chapter about McShane's death. Robert Murray McShane died in his 30th year. He was 29 years of age. And yet we still read his sermons today. We love to read about his life. He was Holy McShane. He served the Lord fully. Only one life. How are we spending it? How are we living it? Are we following the Lord fully? Or do we have a kind of a half-hearted attitude to the Christian life? See Caleb's mission for the Lord. Then we have Caleb's message about the land. Spies returned to Moses with their report. Numbers 13, verse 26. Wasn't a very good report. Unfortunately, the 10 spies had more to say about Canaan and the people than about Canaan, the place. The Lord told Moses and Aaron and indeed all of Israel, it is an exceeding good land. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. And we have read there in the opening verses of Numbers 13, the Lord says, I will give it unto the children of Israel. I'm giving it to you. It was a good land, but then 10 spies came back and they were most unfaithful and indeed brought an evil report. But then look at verse 30, verse 30, Numbers 13. And Caleb then spoke. It was the first time we read about Caleb speaking. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." It says there, and Caleb stilled the people. The word stilled means to silence. Caleb silenced the people. The people had just listened to the report, the evil report of the other spies. And you can just picture it all. They all start to murmur amongst themselves and complain. "Oh, this is terrible. Oh, we should have stayed in Egypt." Well, Caleb stood up and silenced the people. And Caleb told them, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." That's the words of a man who follows the Lord. Nothing's going to put him off. No excuses. Nothing will stand in his way. He's an overcomer. "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." Why don't you like that? Reminds us of the words of Solomon. Proverbs 28, verse 1. "The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous. The righteous are bold as a lion." Caleb was bold as a lion. The 10 spies played the part of the wicked. Caleb was the righteous man. Caleb was the lion heart. Caleb was the lion heart. "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome." Did you ever come across individuals and you propose something? "Oh, you'd never do that. Oh, look at this problem. Look at that problem." That's all they say are the problems. That's all that the 10 spies saw, as far as they were concerned. There were the problems. The Anakims were there. The giants were there. The cities are all fenced. "We'll never be able to attack them." Caleb says, "Let us go up at once and possess them, for we are well able to overcome." See the difference? And the one who will follow the Lord fully, no mountain is too high, no road is too rough, no way is too difficult. They will say, "Let us go up at once." When others say, "Let us go back," man or the woman with Caleb's spirit will say, "Let us go on. Let us go up. Yea, let us go through with God." As well as his mission for the Lord, his message about the land, you have the men and their laments. After Caleb had spoken, verse 30, we're told, "But the men that went up with him said, we be not able." Caleb had just said, "We be well able." They said, "No, we're not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." See what happened? The 10 spies forgot about the Lord. They said, "The people, we can't go up against, for they are stronger than we." Tell you, when you have the Lord with you and you have your trust and your faith and confidence in him, you're in the majority. You're in the majority. The spies obviously saw things differently to Caleb. Caleb says, we are well able to overcome it, but the other said, we be not able to overcome it. Why the difference? Why the difference in the 10 spies and Caleb and Joshua? Numbers 14, verse 24. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him. That's the difference. He had another spirit with him and had followed me fully. He had another spirit with him. The 10 spies had the spirit of defeat. Caleb had the spirit of victory. The 10 spies saw all the problems. Caleb didn't see any problems. The 10 spies walked by sight. Caleb walked by faith. That was the difference. The 10 could only see the giants. Numbers 13, verse 32 and 33. Talk about the giants. 10 spies could only see the giants. Who did Caleb see? Caleb only saw God. That was the difference. The others saw the giants, but Caleb saw God. That's why he was able to say, we're well able to overcome. God was with us. Oh, give me a Caleb any day. Man who will attempt anything. Man who will achieve much for God because he followed the Lord fully. We'll consider Caleb and his readiness. Leads us to consider Caleb and his reasoning. He said, let's go up. So what was his reasoning? Caleb gave to the people his reasoning for going up against the Canaanites. And why he believed Israel would be triumphant. But first let us notice something about Caleb and the congregation. We see how the words of a few, 10 men, we can see how the words of a few can influence a multitude. So we read there in Numbers 14. And all the congregation, all, mark the word, all, the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night, and all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, would God we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness. It's estimated there were about 2 million, of the children of Israel. And all of that congregation were influenced by 10 men. Judas one day criticized the woman who worshipped the Lord, anointing the Lord with ointment. Judas cried out against her. What a waste. This ointment could have been sold for 200 pence and the money given to the poor. Now listen to this. And when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, what purpose was this waste? One man influenced the other 11 disciples. One man spoke against the woman who anointed the Lord, and the other 11 were influenced by Judas. One man. And 10 men influenced 2 million people. That reminds me of the words of James the Apostle. For in James chapter 3 and verse 4, behold, speaking about the tongue, a little member, behold also the ships which, though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet they turn about with a small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so, the tongue of a little is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongues of 10 men kindleth a great fire in the camp of Israel that day. 10 men influenced 2 million. 10 men influenced thousands. The words of 10 men turned a multitude against a faithful servant of God, a man who followed the Lord fully. It sure is not what it is to follow the Lord fully. It doesn't matter what people say about you. It doesn't matter what people think about you. It doesn't matter how many take their stand against you. You follow the Lord fully, all the way, going through with God. You're Caleb and the congregation, you're Caleb and his courage. And the 10 spies with their evil report turned the hearts of all Israel against going into Canaan. We see the bravery and the courage of Caleb and Joshua. There in chapter 14 of Numbers, read in verse 6, and Joshua the son of Nun, Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes, and they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through and search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord. So what do we have here? We have 2 men standing for God against 2 million. I would call that courageous. Here's the courage of Caleb. You know, it's easy to take your stand for the Lord whenever you're being supported by those who are sympathetic with your cause. It's easy to do that when you've got support, but when you have no support, none. Caleb and Joshua, because of their faithfulness to the Lord, didn't have any friends. Chapter 14, verse 10. The people were ready to stone him. You follow the Lord fully, you'll make enemies. This is a world of compromise. This is a world of political correctness. This is a world, oh, you don't say anything about anybody. Follow the Lord fully. To say what needs to be said. To have the courage to say. We are told Joshua, when he succeeded Moses as leader of Israel, the Lord said, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. That's all, that's all we need. That's all we need. It's all we need to know is that the Lord our God is with us. My, when you have the Lord God with you, He'll give you the courage to take your stand. He'll give you the courage and the strength to wholly follow the Lord. Are we ready to follow the Lord with all of our heart? Caleb and the congregation, Caleb and his courage, then you have Caleb and his conviction. Caleb wholly followed the Lord. Why? Because he was a man of conviction. He believed in what he was doing for God. He wasn't following the Lord merely out of convenience. He was following the Lord and following the Lord fully. He wanted to go up and possess the land. It was his conviction to do so, because he knew the Lord had promised to give it to him. He says, let us go up at once. When Joshua stood, or when Caleb stood with Joshua, defended the land and defended the Lord. The Lord had promised to give Israel Caleb. Stood against the millions, but took courage. And he was able to do so because of his conviction. Joshua 14. Verse 7. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me unto from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Get a hold of that. Get a hold of that. As it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren went up with me, made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. That tells you that Caleb was a man of conviction. Because what did he say? He went to spy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Caleb's heart was in it. Don't you like that? When it comes to the work of God, we need to have our heart in it. When it comes to the service of the Lord, we need to have our heart in it. If not, we'll be like the 10 spies who will go back instead of wanting to go on. Daniel was a man of conviction. You recall when he and others, Israel, were taken into captivity, and how the king provided meat for Daniel and his friends. I like what I read about Daniel when the meat was presented to him. Daniel 1 verse 8, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat. He was a man of conviction. He wasn't going to compromise. He wasn't going to bend. He wasn't going to bow to the king. He wasn't going to defile himself. He was going to defy the king. He'd rather obey the King of Heaven. And whatever they did to him, it didn't matter to Daniel. He was a man of conviction because he purposed in his heart. Caleb purposed in his heart to bring an honest, true, faithful. Let us believe. Listen. Let us join that band. saints who will not bend, or God, under the pressure of this ungodly world, but out of conviction, stand for the crown rights of King David. And whatever our surroundings, if we have to stand alone and say, I'm putting God first. I don't care what you think about me or say about me. I'm putting the Lord first. Because I want to follow the Lord fully. It's the kind of man Caleb was. In the last place, very quickly, we have Caleb and his reward. Caleb and his reward. The Lord told his disciples one day that his father shall reward every man according to his works. Matthew 16, verse 27. He would reward every man, godly and ungodly. Every man will receive their reward. The 10 spies and all who were influenced by them received their reward. They died in the wilderness. They got what they wanted. They never saw Canaan. They got their reward. But at the same time, Caleb received his reward. Numbers 14, verse 24. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and has followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess. There's his reward. You look at those words in that verse 24, and the first thing you notice is Caleb was different. How did the Lord say, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him. He was different. We're allowed to be different. His was not the spirit of rebellion, but the spirit of obedience. His was not the spirit of going back, but his was the spirit of going on. His was not the spirit of fear, his was the spirit of faith. His was not the spirit of cowardice, his was the spirit of courage and conviction. Oh my, don't you love this man who followed the Lord fully because he had another spirit with him. Too many Christians have the spirit of compromise. I'm telling you. Want to compromise with the world. They don't want to stand out. They don't want to appear to be different. And they are like the world. And nobody will follow. Can't do that. You're going to follow the Lord fully. It's the world behind us. It's the Lord before us. That's what it is to follow the Lord fully. Paul said, Romans 2, 12, verse 2, be not conformed to this world. Be not conformed. Be transformed. We're to be different. Not different for different sake. We're different because we're the children of the King. We're the saved of God. We're blood washed and blood bought. That's what makes us different. Christian, to have another spirit with them. Not fashioning ourselves after the ways and the worlds and the wares of the world, but a different spirit. It's the spirit of heavenly mindedness. It's the spirit of holiness. It is the spirit of conformity to Christ. That's the spirit we're to have. You recall when the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt? What did he say? The Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. What was the difference? It was the blood of the Lamb. What's the difference with us? What sets us apart and makes us different from the world? It's the blood of the Lamb. Caleb was different. Caleb was dedicated. Dedicated because the Lord said, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and had followed me fully. What a wonderful testimony of any saint of God to have. He was a man dedicated, consecrated, sold out to God. He was a man who held nothing back. Nothing back. Everything he gave to God. He was a man who presented his body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, and he knew it was his reasonable service. Find something interesting about the testimony that Caleb had. He followed the Lord fully, or wholly followed the Lord. You know, many times that phrase relating to Caleb is found in Numbers, Deuteronomy, and Joshua. Seven times. We know the significance of the number seven. Seven is the number of completeness or perfection. Isn't that interesting? That the Spirit of God, the author of the book, recorded it seven times that Caleb followed the Lord fully. As though to emphasize, Caleb followed the Lord completely. Completely. Caleb lived for the Lord. Followed the Lord fully. Followed the Lord wholly. Remember, with nothing between. What about us? So say this. What was said about Caleb challenged my own heart. To challenge your heart. Will you go out of God's house tonight as you come in? No different. Will you be able to say, the Lord has indeed challenged my heart? I have not been following the Lord fully. I have not been following the Lord wholly. I have not been following the Lord completely. We often sing that hymn, not I but Christ, be honored, loved, exalted. Not I but Christ, be seen, be known, be heard. Not I but Christ, in every look and action. Not I, not I. Not I, but Christ. In every thought and word, oh, to be saved from myself, dear Lord. Oh, to be lost in Thee. Oh, that it may be no more I, but live Christ
and that's amazing.
We pray tonight, Lord God, help me to follow Thee fully. And if you're not seeing, the Lord is saying to you, follow me. Leave your sin behind. Leave the world behind. Follow me. May you start following Christ as far ahead in prayer. O Lord our God, we know every time we look into the Word, it challenges us. Have us, Lord, to take Thy Word tonight to our hearts. Caleb gave that true, faithful report as it was in his heart. Daniel purposed in his heart. O Lord, by Thy grace, may we purpose in our hearts tonight to follow the Lord fully. Sold out to God. See me on the altar day. My life, my all this very day. Cry the sacrifice. Now I pray. Lord, send the fire. Lord, I thank Thee for all of our visitors tonight. My own congregation. May we all, Lord, be determined to go forth by Thy grace to follow Thee for it. Pray, Lord, Thou will receive our thanks for the provision downstairs. Bless the two of us and bless our fellowship together. And afterwards, may Thy good hand be upon us as we leave Thy house. May we leave rejoicing in the Lord. Lord, whatever traveling was to be done this week, be with us all in our going out and coming. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, your abiding portion now, forevermore. Amen.